essentially deleting lines 35, 36, and 37, which speaks again to the cleanup fund. Since you won't have that, that language is not necessary. So what you have left then, under sub 4, is all monies received by the department under this section shall be deposited in, and then you go to the hazardous substance remedial action fund.
Okay.
In line 39, there'll be a period after facility. Again, deleting the language speaking to the tanks. Okay, then on page 19. Deleting lines 9 through 32, which is sections 20 and 21, speaking again to the cleanup fund.
9 through 32.
Do you want, Mike? What happens if there is a...
Okay. On page 20, line 7, the last word there, the 2 becomes an N.
Okay.
And you're deleting lines 8 and 9, which speak to the cleanup fund. And that little B on line 10. So all you have left is, again, the hazardous substance remedial action fund, that language. And after facility on line 11, you delete, again, the tank language. So it's the rest of that line. Okay, then on page 22, deleting lines 33 through 44. Now these are conflict amendments with 115, and there will no longer be any conflicts. What was left, we're going to put into 115. Okay, so essentially the rest of the bill is deleted. So it would be pages 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27, except for the last section, which is the emergency clause, and that number will become 29. So those were all...
All of 23, 24, 25, 26.
Yes. Those are all conflict amendments.
Fred, as you're thinking about your problem, these amendments are okay?
Yes.
As far as you're concerned. Anything in the deleted area relate to the problem you're going to talk to us about? The new problem?
No.
No. Okay. Any objection to the amendments? Hearing none, the amendments are ordered. Okay. What else do we have in dealing with this bill that you need to talk to us about?
Chairman, you have before you a proposed budget note that maybe is the best place to begin on the discussion. This is an issue, by the way, we have talked about like 2 or 3 times during the
we have some last document with the budget note.
Okay.
In it.
You need to go back to this.
Okay.
And it's under 122.
Okay.
And the budget note is listed at the end.
Sure. It begins by saying it is expected that the department's principal focus over 8789 biennium will be site discovery and site characterization, with the goal being identification of all sites with significant hazardous waste contamination. And then it goes on. What we had proposed in our original budget was not nearly as much emphasis on this area as during the Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee deliberations came to be placed on it. The committee very, very strongly desirous, I think Senator Bradbury, the chair of that committee, is here to be able to talk to that, desirous of saying...
Could you let Mr. Senator Bradbury come up and have your seat for a moment, and then we'll bring you right back.
Very desirous of the site discovery side. determine. Also, the industry and the environmental groups and the department also very desirous of having this move forward. What we need to accomplish to do that is additional staff resource to be able to do the type of work that's necessary, the legwork necessary to be able to do that site discovery and preliminary assessment. A large portion of that activity is able to be funded by the federal government. What they do is they effectively fund on a piecework basis preliminary assessments. What I'd like to hand out to you is what we handed out essentially to the Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee. Okay, the second page of that's probably the easiest place to kind of quickly capture what we have. What we are showing is in the first column with numbers in it, total resources required in terms of FTE to be able to carry out the activity. The resources available in the second column are the governor's recommended budget. The boldface is the additional resources needed, additional costs, and then the funding source. What we are proposing here is to be able to, again, with all agreement during the legislative substantive committee determination on this, is to be able to put those additional resources here. Most of the resources are going to be paid for by the federal government. The additional piece that's going to be paid for by the CSSI fee, the Chemical Securities fee at Arlington, is for the actual site discovery activity, something the federal government does not pay for. The budget that you had already looked at and made tentative agreement on in terms of capital or the professional service piece and so on, recognized this $300,000 or $315,000 piece coming out of that existing proposed professional services fee that we had. So what you have here is above and beyond what was in the original budget recommendation to you. It is at the request of the department, strong direction from the Senate committee and from industry and the environmental community to say, let's move ahead with this, principally with federal funds. But this is not a part of the budget, would therefore need to be amended accordingly.
So, and what you need is authorization to use the federal funds, is that it?
We need
plus the authority?
We need the authorization for the federal funds and also for the FTE.
All right, and everybody's in agreement that this is needed. Senator Bradbury, you want to speak to this?
Mr. Chair, just to echo what Mr. Hansen has told you, the our committee worked for probably a month on these issues at the beginning of the session, and this was the one area that we spent more time on than any other, and it was one that we came to realize was absolutely critical to move forward in this whole area. It was just essential that we got a strong site discovery and preliminary assessment program, because we don't know today, and nobody can tell you or us today, what we're looking at in terms of trying to address this problem. And I think everybody's agreed that we really are a lot better off if we have a better picture of what the universe really is. And we'll have that picture within 2 years if we proceed with this budget.
That's great. Okay. Is there any objection to adding this to the bill?
To the federal fund.
Basically funded with other funds or federal funds?
Chairman, if, again, going down this sheet, $315,000 is out of the CSSI fee. The remaining $865,865 is federal funds.
Right, Mr. Chairman. The SSI fee is already in place.
Yes, that is merely shifting where that was to be utilized.
Okay, hearing Representative Kopetsky.
I guess money's there. I don't quite understand why on the budget note this document was attached also.
The budget note.
Well, why? I don't understand why we didn't get to see 11 additional FTE. This document, budget note.
Chairman, we didn't present this particular sheet, Representative Kopetsky. Certainly during the presentation, I'd indicated several times that we had the budget did not reflect the additional FTE necessary to carry out the activity that was directed by the Senate Energy and Natural Resource Committee, and that all parties had come together. We did not put this out. We wanted to make sure we did, and this seemed like the best time.
Certainly, Mr. Hansen had suggested to me quite a while ago that there would be this additional issue that we needed to do.
I guess I didn't realize that budget notice involves many FTE.
Sue, did you? That's the budget notice.
Sounds like it was my fault because I didn't follow up.
No.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I had no idea at the time that budget note went in there that there was this kind of an impact on the agency either.
Okay. There's no objection, then we'll add the amendment. Is the amendment prepared? Or do we need that? We don't need
Mr.
to amend.
Mr. Chair, there won't be an amendment, but I do need to clarify something.
Okay.
You only spoke to the federal funds, and I think I heard you say that the CSSI, thank you, the CSSI fee was the $300,000 already connected to that was included in the action already.
No.
I believe you said that. Was that not what you meant?
Chairman, we originally, Sue, what we originally proposed was $1.5 million for professional services under our original budget structure out of the CSSI fee. By dropping that down to the 1.2, and then the alterations that went into that reflected the fact that we were looking toward utilizing about 300,000 of that for this purpose. But it has not, other than that, it has not been reflected in that regard. So
okay,
no,
so
I did not mean to imply that it had been picked up in that regard, other than so far as that 1.5 originally we talked about dropped.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, what you're looking at now is a total of 6.75 and 615,000 other funds coming from the CSSI fee.
Mr. Chairman, Sue, the figures you've been given that show $315,000 of CSSI supported positions and the 8.75 federal fund positions is exactly the number we're talking about. Fred's remarks relate to revenue, indicating that the revenue does not require a revenue increase, that the revenue is already included in the CSSI revenues in the package.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not understanding. Take me back to the sheet that you gave us during the budget discussion. Up here at the top, you've got 300,000 CSSI fee and 3.75 FTE. Do I add that to this or
that
not?
That is correct. The budget package stays the same as it was. This is additional.
Okay, so we are indeed talking about 615,000 total and 6.75 FTE financed from the CSSI fee.
That is correct.
Okay, now I'm clear.
Are you all right?
Well, Mr. Chair, I guess, just to kind of bring things around a little bit, there was an $8 proposal for the underground storage tank for our super fund for potential cleanup, and that amounted to, as I recall, about $385,000 of income, and we've sort of taken care of that issue in a different way. They can come to the board or whatever, but we made my decision a little easier on that $8 fee had I known that perhaps there was $315,000 here that was a potential to reserve for potential cleanup also. I feel like I didn't have all the information along the way that could have helped me work through some of these other decisions. Just kind of registered either a notice of ignorance on my part, my own failure to investigate further, or potentially the fact that I wasn't given all the information.
You want to speak to that, President?
Chairman, if that is the case, Representative Kopetsky, my apologies. That was not the result of your staff. That was then that we did not bring that forward. I I thought that I had indicated during our discussions that we did not reflect that decisions on the direction in the budget that had been recommended by the Senate Ag Committee, and that we would be bringing that forth. But that if I did not do that fully enough for you, my apologies. That was not intentional. It was our fault, not Sue's, by any means.
Probably made sense to have it all presented at once, but anyway, we did back out the tank fee from it, and this additional funding is basically federal funds and funds that are already there. Right? Is there any objection to the proposal?
No, I don't have any. If this is what you're going to gavel now, I just, when we get to finalizing 122, I want to be sure that the tank fee is not in there.
Oh, it's not in there. I guarantee it. Okay, but any objection to this? Hearing none, it's ordered. All right, let's go on.
Okay, that was
can you tell Denny categorically that the tank fee is not in 122, Sue?
Yes, sir.
Right. he might pick you up there.
Okay. Now, okay. If it is there, don't blame me.
No,
all right.
It will be. Would you like to go on to...
This 122 done?
Yeah.
We didn't raise the Arlington fee?
Well, it's gone from 10 to 20.
Oh, we did raise the Arlington fee. Okay, but we don't need to raise it anymore, right? Okay, well, what's next, Sue?
Did you want to move 122 out?
Did we want to? I sure would like to. Okay, anybody? Any objection to as amended or not amended?
As amended.
As amended. Senate Bill 122, President Kopeski, do you want the dubious honor of moving this?
Certainly.
Representative Kopetsky moves Senate Bill 122 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee.
Maybe system call roll on motion.
Representative Kopetsky.
Aye.
Representative Jones.
Aye.
Senator Trump.
Aye. It's ordered. Okay. Now what?
Okay. I think we can quickly do the asbestos bill, if you'd like. 2367.
367.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I remember right, that's the one that had the education in it through the community college or the option doing that. Is that right?
I think so.
And then there was a fee to the contractors, or assessed against the contractors that will be removing asbestos. What those are the two?
I think those are two of the issues. Yeah. Right.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, this particular one has three different amendments for you and one budget note.
Okay.
Senator Yee had spoken to one of the amendments. There's a gentleman yesterday from Lane Regional Air Pollution Control. I guess that's where they stopped, because I don't know the end of that place. Okay, and wanted his amendment, and then we had an amendment changing the definition of asbestos from...
It means all these things here.
All right. And I'm trying to think of what he represents.
Cross-sandalite and tremolodite.
Sand
and gravel people.
Okay. Let's deal with Senator Yee's motion first. Basically, Sue, what did hers do? Which one is it?
Okay, hers looks like this.
Okay. If they determine
the
system.
You don't have 2367?
It was loose on your...
Right here.
It wasn't loose on your stuff. That's it.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Okay, generally, now let me just read it. The language would be The Environmental Quality Commission may, if they determine that a need exists for all or any category of workers, to update their training to meet new or changed conditions, requires a condition for certificate renewal that the worker must successfully complete an accredited asbestos abatement review course. I think that was the original intention within the bill. Anyway, I think that was clarification for Parker.
Any of the experts out there? Let's see, is Representative Cease here? I thought perhaps he would be attending, but he's not here. I understand this is acceptable to him.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, he told me that the amendments plus the other one were, that he had no problem with them on the floor yesterday for what that were.
Do you want to move the E amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Representative Jones moves the Yee amendment to House Bill 2367, dated May 25, 1987. Is there any objection to that just amendment?
Clarification.
Representative.
The commission still have the authority, if I'm reading this right, to require a review course. They must make a finding that there's the need.
They have to make some kind of official finding with this, or do they just, it's just their determination?
I think it's just their determination.
Okay. Any objections?
No objection.
Hearing none, that's ordered. Okay.
Okay, the next one, probably why don't we deal with this change in definition.
Okay. Who can pronounce all these words?
Not I. Okay. Fred, do you want to talk to this one?
Mr. Chairman, basically what's at issue is the definitions that are contained in the bill originally identified it partway through the process, or in fact just very recently, that it may in fact be a broader definition, not to just be the asbestos fiber, but also the crystalline form, which would potentially cause some difficulties in the mining area. It certainly was not the intent of the legislation. This amendment would clarify that that definition, and we would be supportive of it. There is a misspelling in what you have that needs to be corrected. It would be at the end of the first line, first line that's underlined, and it needs to be serpentine rather than serpentinite. So you take out the second IT, so it's just INE at the end.
Catch that, Sue.
We have copies here if you'd like the corrected one rather than correcting it.
Serpentine, other serpentinite.
Okay.
An E in place of the ITE. All right. Friendly amendment which clarifies definitions.
I would move that.
Okay. Representative Jones moves that amendment. Any objection?
Any of the materials, I'm not talking about any materials that are used in building, have been used in building.
Mr. Chairman, I'll look at Phil Ralston and Navarre staff. Phil's still here, yeah. Absolutely, and the concern is when it's fibrous is what is what becomes that which you may inhale rather than crystalline form, which causes the difficulty.
Okay. Representative Cease has seen this also, and he doesn't have any problem with it.
We've sent a copy to his office.
This doesn't pose any possible problems or controversy.
Actually,
or anything.
I don't see how it could. It's simply a being more precise in mineralogical terms and does not deviate from the intent.
Okay. Hearing no objection, so ordered. What else?
Okay, the next one was this one on the Lane Regional Air Pollution Authority.
This is friendly also, and they want to assist you by carrying out these functions. Is that it?
Some of the functions, yes, Mr. Chairman, and this would just amend the existing statute, which allows the commission to delegate certain programs to local regional air pollution authorities, in this case Lane, the only one that's still in existence, and it just adds this 1987 Act to the list of things that may be delegated.
Sue, do you see any problems with it? Anybody have any objections to it?
I have no objections, Senator, because I don't know about it, but I don't know either. I'm not that familiar with them, but is Senator Yee, is she aware of these, Mr. Chairman?
I think the man was here who presented them the other day. I don't think she had any objection to them. Mike, you have any problem? Chair will move these amendments. Any objections, anybody? Hearing none, they're ordered.
Complete ignorance.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Mike?
Mr. Donica.
Sure.
Question.
Sure, you bet. Mr. Donica, question to you.
And that is, did the, this came from our House Environment?
Yes.
Was, I'm sorry to do this, but was I thought there might be, well, did they discuss an amendment that would have exempted, I don't know, so many feet, you know, if a contractor, somebody is moving up to 5 feet or something like that? Is that reviewed in that?
Mr. Chairman, Tom Donica, Associated Oregon Industries, Representative Kopetsky. It was the Accident Prevention Division has a provision for small quantity, short duration work, and it's not specified. In Washington, I believe, they have specified it as 10 running feet of asbestos piping, pipe covering, and 11 square feet of material that you might find on pipe wrapping or material on the ceiling. Accident Prevention Division recommended that we not do that, that that becomes an artificial situation, which we got to have a little bit more judgment than we do that. So the bill basically allows for an exemption, which will be determined by the commission. So what the commission will do now is they've got to determine how many classes of contractors they're going to be based upon the kind of work they do, how many classes of workmen they're going to be based upon the estimated type of work that they're going to do, and they can also create an exempt class based upon, I would believe, the APD exemption for short-term small quantity. And they'll come down to that rule that they'll work out. This whole thing really is going to be determined by the commission rather than by the legislature.
What about, I think Northwest Natural Gas, for example, they had a concern about this, and so they could deal with that in the commission.
There is a provision in the bill, and there was an attempt for an amendment. There's an exemption for electrical, and that copy of the bill in front.
Michael, friend, we have about four things to do quickly.
I know. I Tom, I think it's take care.
All right. We have a budget note to talk to, and then we'll move this bill.
Okay, the new budget note then, I think you have Department is to present its proposed, this is again for Senator Yee. Coming from her. Right. Department is to present its proposed rules for the asbestos program, including the training requirements for the contractors and various categories of workers, to the Legislative Emergency Board for review and comment prior to implementation. We did have approval, and the approval word has changed now to comment.
Okay. Any problem with that, anybody? That's ordered. Okay.
We did have the one that was on your prior sheet. If the department proposes to finance the program with fees other than the $300 fee for contractors and the $1,000 for training institutions, it must return to the emergency board for approval.
Any objection to that?
That
okay. Any problem with that? You've seen that. You've heard that. Okay. All right. The bill's ready as amended to go to the floor. Chair moves that. Committee assistant will call roll on sending House Bill 2367 as amended to the floor.
Representative
Kopetsky.
Aye.
Representative Jones.
Aye.
Senator Charles.
Aye. So ordered. Okay. What else, Sue? Okay.
We can go back to, well, let's do the easy ones, and then we'll go back to 115.
Okay.
There was one one more issue on wood stoves that needed to be spoken to that hadn't come up during the hearings.
Okay.
Chairman, this is something that came up well after budget preparation and all else. Effectively, what it is if you recall from the 1983 session, there is a statewide wood stove program that had been put in place. We established standards that were two-tiered standards, one for 1986, one for 1988. In the last year, the federal government has adopted a national wood stove standard. They are having their standards come into effect in 1988 and 1990, more stringent standards. They are gearing up for their testing of their wood stove program. However, prior to the implementation of their program, they are saying that any wood stove that is certified by Oregon to meet R88 standard will meet the 1988 federal standard. Consequently, many, many wood stoves that were never intended to ever be sold in Oregon are coming through our program to be able to be certified to get grandfathered under the feds. What is at issue here is we need some staff between now and the end of this year to handle that workload that nobody ever anticipated and is required because of the feds. It is being paid for by the people that are providing this. That is, there's a fee. It just says we need the limited duration positions and the expense.